There's a hole in my window. Surprising facts about traveling by air. The color of calm. The fact that the insides of most airplanes look the same is no coincidence. More often than not, the seats and carpets are all blue. Studies have found that blue is the most calming color. Airlines want to keep their passengers feeling safe and confident during their flights, so they make everything blue. There's a hole in my window. Window seats are great for getting the best views of the world below. They're also home to a surprising safety feature. Airplane windows are made up of three layers with gaps between them. The middle window has a tiny hole on the inside, but don't worry. That little hole helps regulate pressure inside the aircraft. It stops the middle layer from becoming too stressed. What are the pilots eating? Pilots and co-pilots never eat the same meal. It's not because they disagree about everything. It's another safety precaution. They do this in case one of the meals is rotten, or worse, has been poisoned. That way, only one of the pilots will be affected by the bad food.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I hope you're ready for more flying fun facts. I'm Nikki.
And today we'll take you through the second part of our article, introducing some interesting facts about planes and flying. Let's read on and we come to our next section, which is called The Color of Calm. And if you've been on a bunch of planes, you've probably noticed that when you're inside them,Everything kind of looks the same. Like, there's not like, oh, wow, this plane's really different.
Fancy.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, I've never been in first class. I've never been in business class. So
Me either.
You just walk through it. One day, I tell myself, one day. but here's the sentence in the article. The fact that the insides of most airplanes look the same is no coincidence.Now, that sentence includes today's language in focus, so let's pause for a moment to learn more about it.
The fact that 后面引导一个名词子句作为同位语，通常是要加以补充说明某件事情。那除了 fact 之外，我们还可以用 news、belief 或是 idea 这些用来表达事实、想法或是理论的名词。那要注意的是，这里的 that 不能被省略。For example, we heard the news that a building on our street had burned down.不知道大家有没有发现，几乎所有飞机里面都长得一模一样，而这件事情并不是一个巧合。Coincidence 是名词，意思是巧合。If something is a coincidence, it means that two things happen at the same time, in the same place, in a way that seems surprising or unusual.
So what the sentence is saying, that there is a reason why the insides of planes look similar. It's not justEvery company saying, oh, that's the one we'll choose. They do, but not randomly. There's a reason. And in what way do they look similar? We'll see. More often than not, the seats and carpets are all blue.
Really?
Yeah, this phrase more often than not means in most cases, mostly. It's not 100%. Of course, some companies will choose a few different colors, or they'll want to make sure a bit more of their personal brand colors are on there, maybe. But generally, blue is a pretty common color for the seats and the carpets. What's a carpet? It is a single piece of material that covers a floor, or most of a floor, and is fixed to it. It's not like a rug, which you can easily pick up, move, turn around, change, and roll up, and so on. A carpet will be nailed or stapled or attached to the floor in some way. An example sentence is something that you can very easily observe. Floors in Taiwan don't often have carpets, but those in the UK do.Partly climate related, but maybe there's some cultural stuff in there as well.
Carpet 是名词，指的是地毯。We can also use the word rug. 那像刚刚 Pat 有解释 ，rug 就是比较可以移动的，但是 carpet 就会是固定在地上的。像是红地毯，我们就会说是 red carpet。例句说，在台湾地板上不常会有地毯，但是反之，英国就会有。It's true we don't see a lot of carpets here in Taiwan.
Yeah, a note on that red carpet. Of course, the red carpet that you would see at like the Oscars or something like that can, of course, be moved and taken up. So it's slightly different from the normal kind of house carpets that I grew up with. Interestingly, my parents don't have carpets. So for me, coming to Taiwan, it didn't feel strange like, huh, where are the carpets?
Oh.
So my parents had mostly got rid of them. They have almost all wood floors, a few tile ones. And there is one very good reason for that. It's called cats.
Oh, you have cats.
My parents have always had cats and they rip the carpet to pieces and they poo on it and they vomit on it sometimes. So my parents found it was just much easier not to have to deal with that.
Do you have sofas?
They have sofas, yeah. And so the cats do them instead, but it's easier to tell them no. So back to the idea of all these carpets on planes being blue. Studies have found that blue is the most calming color. Yeah, that's, I've heard that. I think that's fairly common knowledge. And airlines want to keep their passengers feeling safe and confident during their flights, so they make everything blue. Yeah, red would be maybe a bit danger color, a bit too, you know, orange is a bit too exciting, those kind of things. Some people think green makes them feel a bit sick, although it is also a healing color generally. So here we're talking about airlines. An airline is a company that owns a lot of planes and flies them to transport people. So like EVA, British Airways, KLM, or, you know, China Airways, Cathay Pacific, or whatever, is that its full name, Cathay? It's another airline. All the big air companies, it's them. Here's an example sentence. The airline helped people change their tickets when one of its flights was delayed by bad weather.
Airline 是名词，指的就是航空公司。那像是在台湾最常搭的，可能就是长荣航空 EVA Airline， 或者是中华航空 China Airlines。
I quite like EVA actually. When I've flown with them, I've usually had a pretty good experience. That trip to the UK I mentioned yesterday, that was with Emirates. They were very nice. Quite like that one. So let's move on to the word passenger. A passenger is a person who rides in a car, on a train, in a plane, on the back of a scooter. Basically, anybody on it or in it who's not driving it. You might say, there were so many passengers on the bus that we decided to wait for the next one.
Passenger 是名词，意思是乘客或是旅客。那也就是说，当我们搭乘任何交通工具的时候，我们都会是里面的乘客。例句说，那台公车上有太多乘客，以至于我们决定等待下一台公车。
So that's the calming color one. So yeah, I'd never noticed it. Like maybe if you went on planes a lot more often, you'd go, yeah, blue. Like next time I'll notice, but before.
And it's also because most of the time it's dark.
Yeah, right. When they turn the lights off, which is a lot of the journey, as we mentioned yesterday. So let's move on to the next section, which is also relating to the title of this article. There's a hole in my window.
Yeah,
now normally you don't want a hole in any window, never mind one on a plane.
On a plane, exactly.
Maybe you've seen any kind of disaster movie where the airplane door is opened and everything gets sucked out, that kind of thing. So if there's a hole in the window, would everybody get sucked out through that?
But I've never noticed a
tiny hole. I think I may have once or twice and just sort of thought, okay, there's obviously a reason for it to be there. It doesn't look broken. So let's explain more about this. The article says, window seats are great for getting the best views of the world below. Okay, that makes complete sense. Do you prefer window seats?
Or no.
No,
the opposite.
You like the aisle
seats?
Yeah. Any reason?
Because I go to the toilets a lot.
Okay, so yeah, you want to be on the outside. But if you're in the aisle seat and then you kind of want to sleep, then people would have to like wake you up or climb over
you,
right?
That's true. And then I'll go to toilets as well.
Might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
I think when I'm flying alone, I definitely prefer the window seat because I can just kind of, it's almost like a little bit of extra room that you can lean against.
Yeah, true.
You know, I think just everyone's agreed the middle seat is the worst. Yeah, nobody likes that one. So the window seats are great for looking outside. And we also see they're also home to a surprising safety feature. This phrasal verb, be home to something, means that it contains something. It's the place where something is located. So let's find out what this safety feature is. Airplane windows are made up of three layers with gaps between them. if this phrase be made up of something is used to explain like the composition, almost like the ingredients, the things that make up a thing. The pizza is made up of some bread, some tomato sauce, some cheese and some toppings. This window is made up of three layers of very, very strong glass or something with gaps between them.
那飞机上的窗户竟然有三层呢 Layer 是名词指的就是一层一层的东西 If something has a layer, it has a piece of material covering the surface 那在这里的意思就是飞机上的窗户是有三层玻璃并且它们之间都有间隔
And when we go out in the cold weather, we dress in layers. We would have several layers of clothing, a t-shirt, and then a sweater, and then a big jacket, something like that. And there are gaps between these layers of the window. A gap is an empty space between two things. It's just an empty bit of air. The example sentence is, please mind the gap when you step off the MRT and onto the platform.
Gap 是名词，代表的是间隙或者是缺口。那像是在等公车的时候，在等捷运的时候，要小心月台间的缝隙 ，the platform gap。又或者是比较抽象来说 ，gap 则是差距或者是隔阂。For example, the gap between rich and poor, or the generation gap, 世代差异。
So you might notice this next feature: the middle window has a tiny hole on the inside. But don't worry.So, yes, there is a hole in the window. It's supposed to be there. We see that little hole helps regulate pressure inside the aircraft.
Regulate 是动词，意思是控制或者是调节。It means that you control something, and usually you do it by following certain rules.
And in this kind of more scientific sense, it means it makes it equal. It makes it more controlled. Like if there's a bit too much pressure inside,
it's going to explode.
And if there's too much pressure outside, that would also be bad. So regulating it makes it sort of a steady thing. We often talk about regulating how much electricity might go through a wire because too much will overload it. Or regulating the amount of water that goes through a pipe because you want to get it smooth, flow and even, not suddenly loads and then just a tiny bit. It's that kind of controlling thing. Our body does it. Like if we need more air, we'll regulate our breathing. So we breathe more and deeply. We regulate our own body temperature by sweating when it's hot, that kind of thing. So the article carries on and says, it stops the middle layer from becoming too stressed. Okay, in other words, too much pressure on it that could cause some kind of plane fault. So it's just a little safety feature to keep everything under control. One final thing to look at then about plane facts. What are the pilots eating?
Don't they eat the same thing?
I think they do, but...They eat the same meals, but they don't, very importantly, they don't eat exactly the same thing as each other. That's what the next sentence says. Pilots and co-pilots never eat the same meal. Okay. Maybe they're fussy. Maybe they're having an argument.
Yeah.
Maybe they can't decide. No, it's not for those reasons. And the article says it's not because they disagree about everything. It's another safety precaution.
那另外一件有趣的事情就是在飞机上机长跟副机长从来不会吃一样的东西而这是另一个安全的预防措施 Precaution 是名词指的就是预防措施 It's something that is done to avoid something dangerous happening
So they do this, they eat different meals in case one of the meals is rottenor worse, has been poisoned. Because if you think about it, on a plane, if everybody's eating the chicken, then all you would have to do is poison, like the main giant big pot of chicken pasta or something, or the big pot of vegetarian, whatever it is. And then when it got shared out to everybody, then everybody would get the same problem.
Chicken is that why they let us choose?
No, people get choice for those, because they're allowed to choose. We don't want to give everybody the same meal, and it's just some variety. I imagine they didn't do that in the old days. But, yeah, in this case, it's the pilots get different ones in case one of the meals is gone bad. This phrase in case means in the circumstances or in the situation that, and we usually use it to show what is done to avoid a problem. You do something in case this happens. You take an umbrella in case it rains. And in this case, we're saying they eat different meals in case one of them is rotten, for example. If something is rotten, it's gone bad due to the actions of things like bacteria, fungus, whatever. We often use it about food. Food is rotten, it's usually growing kind of black or white mold, it smells bad, that kind of thing. But we could say stuff like, oh, this weather is rotten. That's a pretty common kind of British idiom for when it's bad weather. We could also say wood can be rotten if it's falling apart, again, due to age, insects, bacteria, that kind of thing. You might say, ugh, these vegetables in the back of the fridge are rotten, we'll have to throw them out.
Rotten 是形容词，指的是腐烂的或者是腐败的，通常用来形容食物坏掉或者是变质。We can also use the word decayed to describe when something is no longer good to use. Rotten 也可以是很糟糕或者是很差劲的意思，它是一个比较口语的说法。For example, he's a rotten driver. He's terrible at driving.
So the food could be rotten or it may have been poisoned. Here we're using the word poison as a verb. It means to put something harmful into somebody else's body, usually as food or drink, although it could be gas or something like that. And you do it usually on purpose. You poison someone because you want to hurt them and make them die. Now, this is something I think is very unlikely on planes these days, but I guess you never know. Like, you never know if somebody's trying to do something bad like this to get at the pilot. If the food is poisoned, you don't want to eat it or you'll get sick. Here's an example sentence. The king was afraid his enemies were trying to poison him, so he paid someone to taste his food.
Poor guy. The other guy has to taste the poison.
He gets paid well.
Okay. Poison 在这里是动词，意思是下毒，像是白雪公主的坏皇后那样。She poisoned Snow White. 那它的形容词呢，会是 poisonous. So the apple that the queen gave her was poisonous. 那 poison 当名词的时候呢，则会是毒药或者是毒物。
So they eat the different meals, and we see that way only one of the pilots will be affected by the bad food.
True.
So that brings us to the end of this article, except for our For You Chat question, which is,
what are some other safety features you've noticed on airplanes?
I guess there's the obvious ones. The seatbelt, the light. The emergency lights that show you where the exit is. You've got the great big doors to make sure that you don't accidentally lean on the door and, oops, I've just opened the door to the plane. Or if someone goes a bit crazy and tries to grab it, then it's not like they can easily open it. You need to do a bunch of special stuff. There's the stuff the crew can hold on to. There's these various things near the galley, the kitchen area. There's actually a bunch of stuff that they can, like, grab onto.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, if you go back there, you can see there's some handholds here and there that if they happen to be standing up doing stuff and the plane suddenly hits turbulence, they can, like, grab stuff and things like that. So there's a few things like that. You've got the life jackets under the seats. You've got... that's most of the stuff I can think of.
Yeah, me too.
I guess there must be some kind of backup system in the plane, like if the plane fails, like if one engine goes out, they must have some way to, like, not have a disaster.
I think they just fly back.
And they have another engine. They can kind of run on one engine sort of thing. And there's the black box, which we've written about not that long ago in For You, which helps people find it if there has been a disaster. I think that pretty much covers it. So that's all the time we've got. We'll say goodbye now for English For You. I'm Pat.
I'm Nikki.
Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye.
Vocabulary Review.
Carpet. Carpets are common in cold countries because they help keep the floor warm. Airline. Before I went to Japan, I looked at the prices of tickets sold by several airlines and bought the cheapest ticket. Passenger. Lisa works as a taxi driver and takes passengers all over the city. Gap.When getting on and off the train, be careful of the gap between the train and the platform. rotten. I know where that bad smell is coming from. It's those rotten vegetables. Poison. The evil servant wanted to kill his master, so he poisoned his wine.
智慧小补帖
Coincidence. Layer. Regulate. Precaution.